Yo, what up? It's Mark McMorris, and you're listening to Monday Mass. Yo, what up? It's Mark McMorris, and you're listening to Monday Mass.
That was so dope, I had to play it twice.
That's right, we got Mark McMorris, one of the world's greatest snowboarders, and he's introducing the world's greatest action sports podcast. You are listening to the Monday Mass. I am your host, Chris Cote, and we've got so much amazing shit to talk about that we've just got to get right into it. Here's what's coming up on today's show for July 24th, 2017. Okay, of course, we're talking J-Bay. We've got call-in, some an eclectic threesome of surf pundits calling in. We've got Jimmy Wilson, Todd Perdanovich, and Kaipo Guerrero all calling in with their takes, their J-Bay takeaways, one of the greatest contests, definitely the best contest of the year. I'm not going to go and say it was the greatest contest that's ever happened, but I will say it was one of the top five contests ever, just for the incredible amount of madness that went down at J-Bay this year. So we'll get to that in surf news. In snowboarding news, super hyped. We had Mark McMorris stop by Monday Mass HQ for a couple minutes just to give a, I don't want to bother these people. This is supposed to be a concise, quick action sports news program. So I just talked to Mark McMorris for a couple minutes. What's up? What's the latest? What's the greatest? How are you still alive after your just horrific near-death slam into a tree? And he looks good. He's on the... Man, this dude is indestructible. We got Corey Mack calling in from High Cascade Snowboard Camp. We got Sid the Package. I love... So Sid the Package, Rhode Island Report. It's going to be a dope show. You're going to be excited to listen to this whole thing here on Monday. And you know what? Like I said, we got so much to do. We're going to get into it. I want to thank Quincy Woodwrights and Gnarly Wood. Quincy Woodwrights, American-made skateboards. That's right. They have their own skateboards with just really cool graphics. I love those boards. And they also make private label boards for tons of shops, companies. These guys do it all. The wood's got pop. The wood is grown in Michigan, folks. Milled, the tree is grown, they mill it, they ship it to Carlsbad, and Carlsbad, Quincy Woodwrights, at Quincy Woodwrights, follow them. Also, follow at Gnarlywood, your business amplifier. Talking about the back-end solution for any company, big or small, at Gnarlywood, one word. Follow both of them, they help to bring you the world's greatest action sports podcast, the Monday Mass. What? How cool is that? Let's get into it. What are we going to start with? We got to start with surf news. Let's go surfing now. Apparently, everybody's learning how. And surf news is brought to you by our friends at South Coast Surf Shops. I love South Coast Surf Shops. I was just down there last week hanging out with the whole crew at their OB, Ocean Beach location. So they got five shops around San Diego, but if you live in Arizona, Rick Kane, if you live somewhere else, you can still get South Coast stuff online. And you can tell people, dude, I was in California over the weekend, I got myself this killer South Coast Surf Shop shirt, and I got tubed at Pacific Beach Pier. It was epic. And nobody will know the difference. They won't even know that you're lying because you have your South Coast shop surf shop shirt on. You see, I got this shirt. And you'll look cool, so they'll believe you. Southcoast.com. Follow them at South Coast Surf. Now let's get into surf news. We got to start, of course, with the Corona Open J-Bay. This contest, can I say it was lit? Can I say that without sounding like a dipshit? No. So I'm going to say this contest was the best contest of the year so far. 2017, this was the contest to watch every day. And the cool part about it was here, at least California, you would wake up in the morning. I didn't stay up all night watching this thing. I'm a fan, but I'm not. So you'd wake up and you go to the bathroom, you sit on the toilet. Most of us, some of us, you, are you listening from, so you look at your phone and you'd see a boat flying down a wave, the sharks and tens, and it was mental. Every time you wake up throughout this whole week, something shocking was on your phone. And then you'd have to go to your... I would go to my computer, turn it on. What the hell just happened last night? What did I miss? What did I sleep through? And it was a lot. I'm going to give you my five Corona Open J-Bay takeaways just to start us off. And I've got Surfer Magazine editor Todd Perdanovich calling in. I've got WSL commentator. He was a pro surfer. He's a Rip Curl rep. He skates. He surfs. He was known as the Flying Hawaiian. He was a pro snowboarder. This guy does it all. He knows it all. He's a bro. Kaipo Guerrero calls in. Also, the master of the passion picks, Jimmy Wilson, calls in. Giving all three of these guys from all different corners of the globe, giving us their J-Bay takeaways. Let's start with mine. The boat ride. Dude. Like, as if this contest didn't have enough sharks, perfect tens, injuries, just madness. You throw a freaking Mad Max shark boat super ride. Dude got stuck on the inside, flipped it. He only had one engine on. He flipped his boat around. So instead of flying off the back of the wave and maybe busting the boat in half, he flipped the thing around. Flipped a Yui, rode the wave. The wave was huge. It was double the size of the boat. And he rode it perfectly. People were losing it. That boat ride was out of control, under control. The driver was under control while the visuals were out of control. You couldn't, they wouldn't even have done that stunt for a movie. Point Break 3 or 2, what are we on? Point Break 3 wouldn't even have done that. Triple X dude, Vin Diesel wouldn't have done that. He's a pussy compared to this guy driving the boat. And I know he's got an interview up on Stab? Beach Grip? Sorry, guys. I just saw it a second ago. I've been in Catalina all weekend. I'm sunburnt. I don't know what's going on. But yes, this was crazy. Number four for me, the sharks, the pausing the contest because there's sharks in the water. No other sport can even claim anything close to as heavy as having to pause the event because there are, you know, potential great white sharks about to attack people. That's how heavy this contest was. That's number four. They had to pause the event twice. The perfect tens, number three. I mean, some events have a couple tens. When you get to places like Fiji, Tahiti, Pipeline, you see, you know, an uptick in the number of tens. We've never seen an event at J-Bay with this many tens. I'm talking about eight of them. Maybe 10 of them. Maybe there was 10 tens. The judges were throwing them out like beads on Mardi Gras and they wanted to see boobs. But they saw great surfing. And they were given tens for power surfing, barrels, and airs. Everybody's talking about Felipe Toledo's wave, the double alley-oop. It was insanity, not taking anything away from Felipe. That was one of the greatest waves I've ever seen ridden at J-Bay. Was it one of the greatest waves I've ever seen ridden? No. Does it call into question? I'm just playing devil's advocate here. In the WSL judging criteria, they say the combination of maneuvers, right? He did two of the same airs. They were both crazy. Did he land kind of sketchy on the second one? Yes. If that was a snowboarding run, would he have been penalized for that landing? Definitely wasn't. This is surfing. This is a heavy, fast wave. And that wave Felipe got should have been an 11. It was that good. I'm not... And this is my personal opinion. This is my show. You don't have to listen. I'm not a huge alley-oop guy. I think they're cool when you land like Felipe did, of course, straight into the wave. But I think straight airs look better, are more difficult. 540s are more difficult. Alley-oop is, when you think of the airs that these guys are doing, an alley-oop is the easiest air to do. So had Felipe done the first one as a big straight air, backed it up with an alley-oop, then I would have jumped on that bandwagon of best wave ever surfed. It was great. I'm not poo-pooing anything. It was incredible.
Somebody's got to talk about it, right? Hey, Federico Moraes. Oh, this dude. Get him on a wave like Jay Bay. Watch the hell out. I watched him surf in many Triple Crowns at Haleiwa, Sunset Beach. And the guy is, he matches waves like this power for power. So Federico Moraes, just great, great job. I know you're listening, Federico. Parabéns. It's Portuguese. And then the waves. So wait, that was my number two, Felipe and Federico. The waves were the number one star. I mean, the WSL needed it. Surf fans needed it. You needed it. I needed it. We all needed it. It was insane. The waves were firing the whole time. So rare. Enough of me. Let's get into some of our guests. We're going to start with Surfer Magazine editor Todd Perdanovich giving us his J-Bay takeaways.
Christopher Cote. This is Todd Perdanovich from Surfer. Just calling to give you my J-Bay takeaway. So, yeah, I mean, what do you even call that? It's just basically redonkulous. I think that a lot of people said that J-Bay this year was possibly the best waves that we've seen in a WSL event so far. I mean, it was amazing for sure, but I kind of preferred like the blood sport to Chopu in 2014. But, you know, runner-up, that's not bad, right? I mean, it was like phenomenal surfing from everybody, but especially Felipe Toledo. I think that, like, no one will probably ever look at that kid the same way again after that showing. You know, the double alley-oop to face stall over rotation, just whatever that was. I mean, that's going to go down as one of the best rides ever. And then also, you know, I think the only combo better than the double alley-oop was his, like, blue hair to, like, bleached white goatee combo. Like, I don't know what that was, but it reminded me of, like, Flea when he had that leopard hair and won the Mavericks event. It makes me think there might be, like, a correlation between, you know, like, super weird hair and just competitive domination. So I'm going to look into that, you know. I'm seeing a potential cover story in there. And then besides that, you know, I think obviously the whole shark situation was really interesting to see. I think that maybe next year what they need to do is they need to get, like, Sir David Attenborough to do commentary, be, like, a guest commentator. And, you know, if he's on the ski with, like, Strider as they're, like, following a great white rod, you know, he could, like, really kind of break down, like, some little facts, you know, some Snapple facts about, you know, sharks' behaviors and whatever. And, you know, it's kind of a two-for-one. It could, like, feature in the next episode of Planet Earth, too. So, you know, those are my thoughts. J-Bay, totally awesome. I want to watch it all over again. And, yeah, that's it, brother. Hope you're well. Peace out.
That was Surfer Magazine editor Todd Perdanovich. I love the David Attenborough call out because that this event is wild. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just the surfing, it's everything surrounding it. And you can't talk about J-Bay without talking about Kelly Slater getting injured. He was, it almost looked like, what are we seeing this right now? Kelly Slater, the warpath has begun. He's going to win this contest and win every contest from here on out. No. Bummer news. When Kelly Slater got hurt, I'm sure I, like a lot of you, were looking forward to watching the Kelly Slater show unfold at J-Bay. It was looking like the start to something magical, and then he broke his foot. Get well soon, Kelly. Again, the tour is not the same without Kelly Slater. Okay, don't get it twisted. He can be on tour when he's 50. More than welcome to stay on tour for as long as he wants. He's that good. All right, speaking of good, this guy is good picking winners. He's been doing the passion picks for a long time. He studies. He does his homework. He looks at waves, conditions, swells, injury reports. Guy's an analyst. His name is Jimmy Wilson.
Hey, what's up, Chris and fellow Monday Masters? Jimmy Kane here to talk about the Corona Open J-Bay that just went down last week. It was an insane event. Had a couple people ask me if it was the best event ever. It definitely wasn't the best event ever, but for J-Bay, it was up there. I mean, every single day, pumping waves, perfect winds. There was a couple heats in round two where they called it off that weren't good, but other than that, just firing nonstop and kept firing after the contest was over. Other than that, tons of storylines. You probably saw that safety boat turn around and ride the like a 10-foot set. It was closing out. He wasn't going to make it out in time, so he just turned around and booked it down the line. Somehow pulled it off. The guy was a legend boat driver. It would have been hilarious if he would have eaten it, but, I mean, pretty cool to watch. Definitely went viral everywhere. Other than that, Kelly Slater injured his foot really badly free surfing before round three. Pulled into a closeout barrel, bored into the foot, and he's done for the year. It might even linger longer. I mean, I don't think he fully knows the extent of his injury until he flies back and gets it checked out in the U.S. But round two, Kolohe Andino, he's in his third or fourth barrel on the same wave. Bodyboarder down the line at Impossibles drops in on him, completely shuts the barrel down. And Kolohe ends up losing to Jadson Andre. He wanted a resurf. The judges didn't give him any chance to get a resurf, but they did end up giving a couple of resurfs in this event, which is really rare. A shark jumped outside of the lineup during Jordy, Felipe, and Julian's round four heat. It wasn't a very big shark, but enough to just say, hey, look, we're going to call it off, end of the day. They ended up resurfing that next morning, and that's where Felipe went absolutely mad. Stuck the biggest frontside full rotation air, gets a 9 for it. Ends up going on his next wave and doing two gigantic alley-oops and comboing the rest of the wave for a 10. It was by far the best surfing anyone's ever seen at J-Bay, and just next levels above everyone. So he ends up winning that resurf. Then Jordy did have to surf again against Connor Coffin later on. The judges missed Connor's barrel somehow. I was watching it live going, how did they miss that? But they missed his barrel. Jordy went on and beat him again. And then later on, another shark, way bigger, great white, shows up in, it was Gabriel Medina and Mick Fanning's heat right at the end of the heat when John John was paddling out against Frederico Marias. And so they call the contest off again for a while till that shark leaves. Frederico ended up beating John, getting a 10 that was nowhere near the 10 that Felipe got earlier in the event. The judges were giving out 10s everywhere. They set the scale way too high. A lot of people were complaining that, you know, they're having the surfers surf at 80% and they're still able to get 10s. It's not how it should be, but Felipe was really deserving. He pretty much smoked everyone, ended up against Frederico Marias in the final, and Frederico had a chance to beat him. He pulled out of a perfect barrel only to watch another section just keep reeling down the line. He would have for sure got a 10. He didn't. Felipe pulled off the win, and that wraps it up. Next up is US Open. That's a women's CT. It starts on July 29th, and for the men's, it's Tahiti, August 11th. The ratings are really tight. Wilco's still got the lead by a couple hundred points over John John and Jordy and Owen Wright, and then there's still Adriano in the running. Julian, he's in the running. Gabriel Medina's kind of heating up. If he wins Chopu, you never know what that guy can do in the back end of the year, but a lot of great action coming up, and I'll keep in touch, guys, so talk to you later, Chris.
Analytical statements from Jimmy Wilson. I liked it. You know, it's funny because when you're watching these contests, it's so easy to just get so freaked out and fired up when the waves are that good. And usually after, a day or two, you can kind of look back and go, okay, well, now this was, you can kind of pick your moments. So Jimmy did there. So Jimmy Wilson will definitely be talking to Jimmy more here on the Monday Mass. He's always a good guest to have on here because he knows his shit. So Jimmy Wilson. And from Jimmy Wilson, let's go all the way to the islands of Hawaii for one of my favorite people in general. Kaibo Guerrero, what's up?
All right, well, broadcasting live from Kilauea parking lot in Honolulu, Hawaii. Kaibo Guerrero with my J-Bay takeaway. I'm going to tell you right now, number one, Felipe Toledo is the real deal, isn't he? Redefining the way that we see point break surfing. The speed, the lines, the airs, all they put together, super entertaining to watch. super groundbreaking at times, and definitely the best surfer at JV for that famous Felipe Toledo. He won the event, much like John John was so dominant in West Oz. Felipe was so dominant in JV. Number two, change of the guard. Got to a rookie in Federico Moraes in the final, along with 22-year-old Felipe Toledo. But hold on, we're going to see. We still got Tahiti. We still have Pipe coming up with Uncles. They are known to flex at those locations. And number three, sharks. What's up with sharks? Are we just seeing them more, or are there more of them? We see sharks in West Oz. We see sharks in Jay Bay. I want to go to California right now. I'm going next week. I just want to go surf and eat some In-N-Out burgers. I don't want to worry about great white sharks. What's up with the sharks? And number four, WSL, the show. Excellent, entertaining, informative, all the camera angles. They're bringing the world's best surfing to life. And I'm a fan. Kept me up late at night. But J-Bay, what a great event. And looking forward to the future event. And hello.
Kaipo G calling us from Coelho Basin parking lot. Yeah, Kaipo, you're right. What's up with the sharks? Those nuts. I love when he said the uncles will come out. That's right. You got rookies flaring up at places like Lowers, J-Bay. When things start to get a little bit more heavy, more crazy, the waves like Tahiti, Pipeline. That's when the uncles step on up. Sorry. That was really poor pigeon on my part. Thank you, Kaipo Guerrero. What else we got in surf? Oh, this is going to be fun. This is the first time ever, folks. We've got the package, Sid Abruzzi. That's what I'm talking about. So Sid, for 40 years, has been holding it down in Rhode Island, Water Brothers Surf Shop. Now, it doesn't get much more hardcore than this. He's got a basically like a punk venue in his basement. He's been the only surf, skate, snow shop in Rhode Island that matters for a long time. So Sid has called us in, and Sid's actually getting well from a hip surgery. And this dude is a badass. So we know Sid's going to be back and better than ever. Let's hear from him. Sid, the package.
Hey, everybody. It's Sid laying on my back with a new hip 1 week in. The rehab, the PT's going good. So let's get on with the New England Report with Sid, the package, for Mass, the biggest action sports talk show podcast featuring the cool Chris Cote. Wave conditions, full summertime here now. Need a thigh high, maybe a waist high set a couple times a week. That's right, only a couple times a week. We're waiting for the hurricane swells. Locally, we're watching our boy Jake Marshall. His dad, Rhode Islander, he's down at Arica in Chile. We're watching that daily. J-Bay just got over. Big Felipe fans here, so that's all good. Skate-wise, Newport has a fundraiser going on for a skate park. That hasn't been a good one since my old skate park, Skater Island hit this bricks, and hoping to get some action on that. We got a lot of activity going around, though, in New England with Grindline, and there's a lot of parks up and being built. So there's activity in that scene. New cement popping up. Waves, we're waiting for them for the holiday. For the fall coming in. And rock and roll. The Newport International Jazz and Folk Festivals are on their way here. They're starting next week. And the jazz is the week after that. And pretty big lineups, you know. So that's a pretty cool activity. I know the Super Suckers are coming to town with our local favorites, the Skinny Millionaires. So that's about it. Hot weather, thigh-high waves, new hip. Mr. Cote, have a great day.
Oh, the package rules. Thank you, Sid. 40-plus years. Water Bros Skate, Water Bros Skate, Water Bros Surf, Water Bros. They got it all. Water Bros Surf Shop in Newport, Rhode Island. That was your Rhode Island report. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you to Sid, the package. In other contest news, as Sid mentioned right there, Jake Marshall, his parents from Rhode Island. He is from Encinitas, California. He got injured going over the falls straight to shoulder slash face reef at the Maui and Sons Arica Pro at El Gringo. This is a heavy wave. You'll probably remember Andy Iron's big win down at El Gringo for the Rip Curl Search event. And they had a QS 6000 there. Maui and Sons. Dude, I like Maui and Sons. I want a Maui and Sons shirt. Anyway, it was a QS 3000. During that event, Jake Marshall, up-and-coming QS Ripper, who I surf with all the time down here, he went over the falls. He got smoked. He's home. He's getting good. He's, you know, the road to recovery and all that. He'll be fine. He's a young kid. He's strong. Winning that event was Peruvian Thomas Tudela. So pretty epic. Thomas Tudela winning in heavy barreling waves. This is a gnarly wave. It's pretty, I mean, it's kind of a bummer that that contest was overshadowed by Jay Bays running around the same time. So go back and watch the Maui and Sons Arica Pro. QS 3000 at El Gringo. Watch some tubes. Get psyched. Coming up, the women's QS 6000, Paul Mitchell, Neon, Supergirl Pro, July 28th through the 30th. All the best ladies are here, folks, in Oceanside, California, right up the street from Monday Mass HQ. That is a fun contest to go down to. One time I dressed like a girl and went down there, and it was one of the scariest things I've ever done. But everyone was super nice. Laura Enover actually even cranked my bikini up and gave me a G-string. You can find it on the internet. Google it. Cote's Cube, Supergirl Pro. I don't know. Maybe, is it funny? Maybe. Anyway, that contest is really fun to watch. We're going to pick, you know, Sage Erickson, you got to always throw her name in the hat to win Supergirl Pro. I actually got to talk to Sage, Courtney Conlogue, Jesse Miley Dyer, and Malia Ward at a panel discussion at Agenda last weekend. That's out. You can find that on the internet. Yeah, it's all there. It's all there. I believe it's on the Agenda website or the WSL website. It was on Facebook Live. Bunch of people watched it. What else is... only the biggest event of the year as far as size of people. The Vans U.S. Open of Surfing starts July 31st, next Monday. And I'm there. I'm working it. So... we'll see what's up with the Monday Mass. Next week could be an off week for the Mass, but not for me because I'm going into the trenches doing surf and skate at the Vans U.S. Open of Surfing. That's going to be awesome. I'm going to be blown out by the end of that thing, but I love it. I love to do it. It's going to be great. Hey, that was your surf news, right? Good stuff, huh? I'm proud of that surf news segment. Let's move on to snowboarding. Snowboarding. Get psyched. This is a good one. There's no business like snow business. It's my new tagline here on the world's greatest action sports webcast. What the? Podcast. It's a podcast. No visuals, just audio zills. Anyway, let's get into it. Snow news brought to you by the homies at Torrey Holistics. Torrey Holistics, where I get my CBD oils, where I get my CBD gummies to battle my sore knees and limbs from skateboarding and surfing. It's where I get my CBD gummies to help me with anxiety that sometimes I get since I quit drinking 3 years ago. So yeah, I quit drinking and now sometimes I get social anxiety. It's fine. I'm not perfect. But CBD oils, hey, these things are the truth. I don't really smoke marijuana, cigarettes often, at all. If you do, go to Torrey Holistics. They're your sponsor for Snow News. Let's get into this, folks. Snow News. We've got a huge guest here this week. Mark McMorris. Canadian domination. One of the best snowboarders ever. Then, now, future. So, as we all know, at this point, Mark McMorris was involved in a snowboarding crash. Slam. He hit a tree going 100 miles an hour on his snowboard. He broke everything, and the dude almost died. It was, at the time, we thought, you know, when you first start getting the news on the snow sites and all that, you're thinking, oh, dude, this guy's never going to snowboard again. This is a tragedy. Not Mark McMorris. This guy went straight from the hospital, basically, to the physical therapy spot and just started hammering the work. And I saw him a couple days ago. He was right here in front of my office. We were hanging out for a minute. I'm like, dude, you look good. He looks better. He looks way better than me. He looks better than most athletes. Because he's putting in the work. He's coming back, dude. He's going to be in the Olympics. Near death, hitting a tree to the Olympics. I'll let him speak. This is an interview between myself and Mark McMorris just the other day right here at Monday Mass HQ. Here's Mark McMorris on the streets of Encinitas, and I was going to ask you about the road to recovery, but I already seen you like jumping 8 feet in the air, healing up probably faster than anybody. Tell me the short story from near death to looking like a champion right now.
Okay, yeah. Had such a fun contest season, went in the backcountry to start filming, ran into a tree, kind of complete freak accident, car accident sort of thing, and broke 16 bones. Luckily, nothing was permanent. Feel so blessed to be alive, blessed to be able to snowboard again, get a second chance. And then I've just been living in Vancouver, rehabbing my ass off, and I'm starting to skate again, which feels good. And I don't mind skating, holding back a bit, but I can't really go snowboarding and hold back. I want to be 100% when I snowboard, because then it's actually fun. So I'm just warming up and trying to get healthy. And just like I said, I'm so lucky to get a second chance. Like, nothing's permanent. I broke my jaw, so I hit my head super hard, obviously, and my head's fine. And like, dude, I don't get it.
When I heard about it, it sounded like one of those shocking rumors. Like, no, that didn't happen. But I mean, for you, it must have been a trip. I mean, obviously, so your brother basically saved your life. I got you back in, and I mean, what do you owe this? I mean, this would be considered a miraculous recovery. I know you've been working hard for it, but like, how did you do all this?
I think the fact that I was with those people and they really like got so serious, because I need to do more training. I don't know how to use a satellite phone. I don't know coordinates. They saved my life, and like, my spleen was bleeding out. Like, that's when you just die if shit doesn't like get moving, you know? And I feel like I just learned so much from this accident, and I just want to be so well aware of my surroundings in the backcountry and help anybody I can. And because that stuff does happen to people, and it's the same in surfing. Like, people are saving people, and same with skating. So I don't know, I just want to be more aware and try and make everybody else safe too.
I love it. So the tree, no, it's good, dude. The tree, okay, all that shit's behind us. The tree smashed, the rehab's coming. You've already been named to the Canadian Olympic team, right?
Yeah.
So this, I mean, that's huge. The whole country of Canada is just, they believe in you, they're behind you. So that must be a huge kind of like inspirational factor for you to just get ready and get well and win that gold.
Totally.
That corny as that, win that gold.
But I think the fact that you say Canada's behind me is total truth. And I feel like not just Canada, but like all my fans around are super supportive. And it makes me think, like, I've been doing a lot of kind of like appearances lately. And like, people are like, do you ever get over taking photos and stuff? I'm like, if somebody's actually stoked on what you're doing, it's nice to meet them. Like, I don't care, you know? And that's all of Canada for sure. They're so supportive and they follow everything I do. And you see it with the Brazilian athletes too. Like, their country is so involved in what they do. Maybe not as much in Canada, but people are definitely down.
And congratulations on winning an ESPY. That's, dude, that is all time right there.
Thanks, Chris.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Mark.
Hey, and I got your back, if that means anything.
I appreciate that. That means a lot, buddy.
All right, brother. Enjoy your coffee.
Monday Mass, yeah. Baby.
Mark McMorris, the homie. Now, you know, I don't get involved in all this kind of flag-waving stuff during the Olympics. I just cheer for who I want to cheer for, and I'm going to be cheering for Mark McMorris. Like he just told you, he was almost dead, and he's worked his ass off to get back into that Mark McMorris superhuman shape. And it'd be insanity. It would be so cool to see him win the gold. I felt stupid when I said that, but it's true. Go for the gold. I mean, come on. Mark McMorris, you got this. Yo, and speaking of going for the gold, God, I said it again. What is my problem? I'm getting corny in my Mondays. Anyway, Corey Mack is up at High Cascades Snowboard Camp. This is where champions are born, folks. This is where the pros go to play during the summer. High Cascades Snowboard Camp. Let's get an update from the one and only Corey Mack.
Hey, Chris, it's Corey Mack with another snowboard report from Mount Hood, Oregon, up here at High Cascades Snowboard Camp. Just finished up with session 4. It's pretty much a friends and family session with Bodie Merrill, Scott Stevens, Chris Grenier, Jesse Bertner, Chris Beresford, and Desiree Melanson for the ladies up there. All former employees and diggers and just amazing humans. So it's a session to look forward to, and the kids really enjoy it. And they're up there ripping and stoking people out. It's pretty awesome. With Bodie being there, it's the Bodie Merrill Mini Pipe Invitational. This was the 6th one this year. It's always in the High Cascade 13-foot pipe, and 1 year in a quarter pipe. This year it's in an 18-foot super pipe with extra features put in by the diggers in the morning for hand plants and other things. People got crazy. It was lots of never been dones. Had Bodie doing a McTwist cross rocket. You had person that runs the kitchen, Dusty, doing a McEgg with his back foot out. I've never seen that before. Lots of standouts. Jacob Krugmeyer going huge. Camper Zeb Powell just going bonkers. Just reactionary snowboarding, just doing tricks on the fly. It's pretty awesome to watch. First place, though, was Max Warmington. He won it last year, and he went ahead and won it this year. I don't think he missed a trick. He was going crazy and finished off the day with a switch Andrecht on the Rainbow Box extension. So congrats to Max for killing it. Yeah, also last session, we had a surprise announcement of 2 former High Cascade employees becoming pro for LibTech Snowboards, Ted Borland and Brandon Reese, both well-deserved, and lots of epic video parts in the last few years with Think Think. Ted's got a part coming up in the new Snowboarder Mag Pepper video that we're really looking forward to seeing that. So congrats to those 2 guys on becoming pro. Results for this session's Dinosaurs Will Die Dirt Race. 3rd place, owner of Dinosaurs Will Die, Sean Genovese. 2nd place, digger Blake Geis. And 1st place, digger River Richer. That's pretty much it for session 4. Looking forward to session 5 with Jake Kuzik, Danimals, Joe Sexton, and maybe Jed Anderson. If he's not out skating in Brooklyn, he might be up there as well. So we'll talk to you then. Thanks.
Thank you, Corey, and thank you, Monday Mass fans, for listening to the world's greatest action sports podcast, Snow Section. What do I call these things? That was our snow news part thing. That was it. It was awesome. Mark McMorris, Corey Mack, thank you guys for calling in. And hey, folks, you can still go. I'm pretty sure. Let me check. Yep, Mammoth is still open. Jeez. You can go snowboarding right now at Mammoth. That's nuts. And I'm sure, well, of course you can go snowboarding in the whole Southern Hemisphere, but if you live in somewhere, or California, Arizona, wherever, do I even need to say it? It's going to be open for the rest of our lives. Let's go to skate news. That's been snow news. Let's go to skate news. Put your life on track tonight. Skate news, folks. Skate news here on Monday Mass is brought to you by Master Plan PR at Master Plan PR. Thank you to Master Plan for spreading the good word about the greatest action sports podcast on the planet. That's our partners. That's our homies, Master Plan PR. Do you have a business that needs PR needs? You need to spread the word about your business, your product, yourself? Are you a pro athlete? Are you a pro snowboarder that needs to just get your story out there? Master Plan PR can do it. That's what they specialize in, folks. Let's get into skate news. Here's the thing. If you weren't in Copenhagen over this past week, you're bummed. The best, what do you even call it? It's not a contest. It's like a takeover of a town by skateboarders. First of all, Copenhagen is one of the best places on earth. This is one of the coolest places on this entire planet. Not only to skate, but to walk around, to look, sightsee, do it all. Copenhagen rules. And when you mix 10,000 skate fans and the best skateboarders in the world, the best of the best. Everybody from Ashad Ware to Tom Penny, Wes Kramer. I mean, everybody's there. And it's the CPH Open. And this is a contest like nothing ever seen before. It's like the biggest go skateboarding day party for a week straight. And instead of a bunch of kids, you know, people like myself going, yeah, let's go skateboarding. It's the best skaters in the world going spot to spot, contest to contest. The Copenhagen Skate Park people, and of course our homies at the border, they take from utter chaos and somehow create a skateboarding contest in the madness. And I've watched so much of this all week. It was live on ETN. Give it up to ETN, Ira, and the crew over there. I mean, going live. So this is kind of futuristic shit here. These guys were in LA with a crew in Copenhagen. They were going back and forth via satellite, bringing you live action from the streets. I'm talking raw live action before the event, during the event, after the event. Eric Bragg's on the scene, and everybody's hammered. Not everybody. I mean, 90% of them. But it makes for an awesome show. So thank you, ETN, for going live, going rogue. So much happened, and I kept calling people. And every time I'd call someone to get a report, I just heard noise and yelling, screaming in the background, whistles, hoots, hollers, beer bottles being broken, skateboards, you know, trucks grinding rails. And it was just, it was mental. And I only got one report. It's a good one. This is from Transworld Skateboarding's editor-in-chief, Jamie Owens. He was at one of the events called the Triangle. And the crowds of these things are huge. And here's Jamie Owens giving us the report.
What's up, Chris? This is Jamie Owens, live and direct from CPH Triangle Contest. And what I can report to you from the sidelines, Chris, is I can't see shit. Over and out.
Because it was packed. You should have been watching on ETN. Nah, Jamie Owens was there. And talk about, this is your ultimate FOMO experience. You look at your phone, you look at Instagram, you know, you're going on the website, Thrasher Magazine, Transworld Skateboarding, you're looking at everybody's Instagram, everybody's having the best time in the world except you, because you're not there. I wasn't there. Man, I gotta get there next year. It's truly the greatest spectacle in all skateboarding. CPH Pro, the CPH Open. It's, dude, wow. And hopefully we'll get some more reports on it next week. The videos, the photos, everything's kind of leaking out onto the internet as we speak. So you can go, I mean, there's no experience like it. So you can just watch all the highlights and everything on ETN, Thrasher, wherever you watch your skateboarding. And maybe if you get 1,000 of your friends together and you pretend you're in Copenhagen in your house and you just go wild, you wild out for a week, you might maybe get 1% of the experience. So skateboarders, if you're looking for the dream trip, I'm not saying you shouldn't go to Barcelona. I'm not saying you shouldn't go to Malmo, Sweden, but I am saying you should go to Copenhagen during the CPH Open, because it's that insane. You have to go. So what else? Other skateboard news. This was amazing. So obviously we talk about King of the Road every week so far. I mean, since it's been on in 2017, King of the Road first ever, a marriage proposal after a butt chug. David Gravett sucked a beer into his butt and then jumped up and proposed to his girlfriend. She said yes. That's a good lady. Congratulations to the future Gravettes. So Team Creature, I mean, are they going to win King of the Road? I don't know. They're doing, everybody see, and maybe this comes down to editing, but everybody looks like they're doing good points-wise. It's King of the Road, the Skate Scavenger Hunt. If you don't know what I'm talking about, maybe you're listening to the wrong podcast. Anyway, I love King of the Road. And I haven't I did watch this one. Yes, I did. I didn't watch Game of Thrones last night, so don't tell me anything about it. I'm going to watch it tonight. Ben Cadell is pro for hockey. Yes. Dude, Ben Cadell. Cadell. Pro for hockey. So get yourself Ben's pro model if you want to thrash streets. Dude rules. Is that it for skate news? I think it is. That's our show. Whoa. Wait, hold up. Listen. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast. You want to know another great podcast? Cantori and You. Check this out. Myself and Chris Cantori hosted a North Shore, the movie, 30th anniversary party and screening at the world-famous La Paloma Theater last week. And our friend, John Philbin, a.k.a. Turtle, showed up. So I was on the Cantori and You podcast. Turtle can't, it was epic. Here's a snippet of our times on Cantori and You podcast, and you got to go listen to the whole thing. This is just a snippet.
Chris got this.
Yeah, can you see he's dressed? Cote is dressed as you in the movie.
And I am dressed as he.
And you are dressed as him. Now, you look back 30 years, man. You're tripping. You got to be tripping, right? Because I'm tripping and I'm a viewer. You were in the friggin' movie.
I am tripping, man. I am tripping. It's 35mm Retro Rewind, North Shore, 8 p.m., 30th anniversary.
This is one of the last theaters in the world. This is one of the last theaters in the world that actually shows 35mm film. So it's not just like we're popping in the VHS. This is a real print from North Shore, the original cut, 35mm.
Same. Like original vinyl.
Oh, yeah. This is like watching a movie on vinyl. It's that much better.
That is so cool.
It's got to be a trip, though.
What was the world premiere like? Where was it at? What was it like?
I think it was in... I didn't go.
No.
Matt Adler went and said it was a trip. It was in Laguna. Okay. It was in Laguna. There used to be a movie theater in Laguna right around there somewhere. I don't know. I was not available to go. I'm bummed, but this is going to be my, like, experience. Like, yeah.
We're making up for it.
When it came out, it was open for about a week in L.A. in Westwood, and I would, like, go to it and go, like... It's scary on a big screen and walk out.
That was us. Hey, me, Cantori, John Philbin, a.k.a. Turtle, out in front of the legendary La Paloma Theater. And if you know anything about surf cinema, you will know that this is the Taj Mahal of surf cinema viewing. So how rad was it to be able to go there and turn a whole new generation on to North Shore, the movie, one of my favorite. I mean, dude, if you don't like North Shore, there's a problem. And it was so epic of John Philbin to come down here and hang out. We didn't pay him. He just came to hang out with North Shore fans, and it was awesome. Everybody got photos with him. It was super cool. You can watch the video. Go to Grind TV's Facebook page. You can watch a live stream we did. That's also on youonline.com. Hey, this has been the Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast with Chris Cote. And I want to thank all of our sponsors, all our friends for listening, everybody who commented on this podcast, rate and reviewed it. Thank you. If you haven't done it yet, do it. Keep us sustainable. If you rate and review us, it helps us to get people to, you know, sponsor the show and whatnot. Share it with your friends. Email it. Send it. Tweet it. Do it all. Hit me up at Chris Cote on Instagram. Hey, and on that subject of rating and reviewing the world's greatest action sports podcast, The Monday Mass, this week, if you rate and review this podcast, good or bad, you will be in the running. Whoa, to win a brand new Loose Towels Great White Shark Towel. The scariest, coolest towel you could ever on the beach. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Check out at Loose Towels. Check them out on Instagram. L-E-U-S. L-E-U-S. L-E-U-S Towels on Instagram. And if you rate and review the Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast, you'll be in the running to win one of these towels. I got one. I got two. I'm going to keep one. I might give one to you. So check them out. And thanks for the towels, Luce. Hey, that's been the world's greatest action sports podcast. How many times can I say that in one show? A lot, because it's true. All right, we'll be coming at you next week, maybe. Live from the U.S. Open of Surfing, the Vans U.S. Open of Surfing.com starts on the 31st next Monday. Good timing. Bye. Secret stash, every bread, baddest bitches in the bed. I'm your pusher, man. I'm your pusher, man. I'm your pusher, man. Silent life.
circumstance, a victim of ghetto.